Hey, sincere apologies. I had to attend to an emergency and it's really unlike me. I mean, you would know, right? Yeah, so honest apologies to you. It means that Confessions Thursday kicks off now. Hi. The sun is plenty. Like the sun, yeah, been risen. It's 35 minutes past 1 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. All right, and
my name's Joyce.
Yeah. My name's Joyce. You're on the sunny side. Confessions Thursday. And of course, you'd expect the Lords of Logic, right? Okay, now, given what has happened to me, you, and time, we would only be able to have Confessions Thursday today. Why? Because at 2:30, we're having another program that would take us from 2:30 to 3. So for that, and I know you're happy about that one. Yeah, you're just happy to have Confessions Thursday. So God willing, next week we'll be able to have the usual programming. Honest apologies once again. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Now we begin. We open the cupboards to secrets. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Remember the rules. When you call in, you do not say your name. Be at liberty to tell the crazy, the dark, the unusual, the weird, unfamiliar happened to you. You don't believe it. It happened. You don't even know what happened. It's crazy. It's crazier. It's dark. It's dark. It's unwell. Then it's like, what in heaven's name is this type situations? All on Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Welcome to Nigeria Info, the sunny side. You have the telephone numbers and I'm here. Yeah. All human, all spirit, all mind, all glory, all 5-2 of me on the sunny side. All right, Nigeria Info, the sunny side, Confessions Thursday. Quite a number of you are asking, so no Confessions Thursday today. Why aren't you asking for Lords of Logic? So no Lords of Logic today. All right, well, thanks to all of you. Of course, I do understand that you are waiting to be a part of today's show. And really, thanks very much for your patience. And I'm hoping that you are ready as I am. So remember, when you're calling, you do not say your name. Can I drop my confession here on WhatsApp? Now, the thing is, you can, but it would be good if you called. Actually, it would be better if you called. But if you would love to leave your conversation on WhatsApp, I would have absolutely no qualms with that. All right? Good. So please, yeah, go ahead. Leave your confessions on WhatsApp. But I think that it would be better if you called. Let me explain why that might just be a whole lot better. Because we might have questions that we would like to ask. I mean, I could have questions I want to ask you just to gain clarity. And, you know, if I don't understand something, I can misunderstand you. And in order to avoid doubt, yeah. And it'll be better if you called in. Just trying to explain that. If you're ready, let's begin Confessions Thursday. Okay, he says he doesn't have airtime to call. Well, if you don't have airtime, then you can leave your message. How crazy is it? If it's really, really crazy. Anyway, we'll read it. I have company in the studio. If I can't read it, she would. Confessions Thursday. Nigeria Info, my name's Joyce. When you call in, you don't say your name. Hello. Can you hear us?
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I do, but I want to start with the question first, please.
Oh, I mean, it's confession. Let's not waste time. There's not enough time.
Yeah, okay. The confession is, I'm falling in love with somebody, and I don't know how to tell the person.
Well, buy the person flowers and leave them a note.
And the person is you.
Well, buy me a Ferrari and then leave me a note. Well, thank you very much. I'm sure you don't mean half of that, but I'll take it. Hey, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, Nigeria Info is Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Sorry, can I call my name?
Pardon?
Did I say my name?
No, don't say your name. It's Confessions Thursday. We want you to be able to tell the crazy without fear.
Okay, I want to say that I need a ton of airtime.
Huh?
With the person owning the airtime, so I needed the airtime.
I'm lost. You, what did you, wait. What happened to airtime? Confessions Thursday. Nigeria Info. Helen, welcome to the show. Make it back. Remember 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Jay.
Turn off the volume of your radio set, lady.
Ow!
The volume of your radio set, please always remember to turn that down. And Dan, please speak up for us. Remember, when you're calling, you don't say your name. Confessions Thursday. Hello.
I'm sorry for that.
It's all right. Thank you. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I do.
Please speak up and go ahead. Uninterrupted. The floor is yours.
I'm really scared.
We don't know you. Always remember that we don't know you. So imagine you were talking to a mirror. It can't be that bad. What have you done that we haven't heard? Why are you scared? Oh, let me do... Ooh. So let me say this. It's a confession, right? And I can understand the sense of fear, but do not be afraid. I mean, we're not judging you. But I know for sure that the more you talk about problems, it actually affords you the opportunity to relive it in a way that you might honestly spot out the correction, even in your own perspective, and help us benefit from your experience. But even more importantly, I hope you find ease the more you talk about the problems of your life. Confessions Thursday on Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. When you call in, you do not say your name. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you for calling.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, I have a confession.
Please go
Very
ahead.
Crazy one.
Sure. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Yeah. Let's say back when I was in school, university, I dated a lady. Mm-hmm. We never got anything in intimacy. Mm. So I just dated, and she was the only one I knew that I smoke. Mm. So we got along. At the end of the day, we lost contact. And unfortunately, when I got married, to a senior cousin, which I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, it was after like 2 years. I was calling on her phone. I saw the picture of the same lady, and I asked, "Who is this girl?" She started saying, she was my junior sister. I trained her. I kept mute. I didn't say anything. So it was when she gave birth, and the family wanted to come. The same lady came, and immediately she saw me. She was like, "Oh, wow." We could not say anything. We were just staring at each other. And the long run, after 2 years, you know that this lady called me back saying that she wanted me back.
Did she know that you are married to her cousin?
She saw me with her elder sister on the same naming ceremony. She was there.
Wow.
And that same naming ceremony, when the same naming ceremony was going on, she called me in the room and I said, I cheated on her, I married her. I said, I don't know you, we never had anything intimacy. That the crazy thing was that she wanted her boyfriend back. And after like a year, she just called me one day and said, did you know I had a dream that we had fun and we, kind of, that I should come over. And behold, I went. And we were like, after some minutes, I just got my senses back. Come on, this thing can't happen. And up till now, my wife do talk about her. And she never knew that everything she's telling me, I know. So the lady calls me every day to explain what is going on with her and everything. Up till now, my wife doesn't know that we speak.
Wow. So. Okay. Now, you haven't had any... I mean, the second phase of your friendship has not become or didn't become romantic, did it?
No.
Well, I think you know what to do. You sound like you're clear-headed. Like, you sound like you can spot trouble. Now, I hope you stay away from trouble. Except you suppose that you can handle just a little seduction, a little temptation, a little... Well, that's the problem with trouble. The uncertainty is really where the hellfire lies, because you don't know what's going to happen, right? So I leave my peace with you. Confessions Thursday. Can we read the WhatsApp message?
Yeah, maybe we can.
Okay, WhatsApp confession.
This person says, "Good afternoon, Joyce. I have a confession.
Anonymous.
It started in 2019. I had this boyfriend that I loved so much. We dated for 2 years before I relocated to another area, still in Lagos though. I used to visit him sometimes, but then I met a guy close to me and we became friends, besties. He was a very lovely and nice guy, though I didn't have any romantic feeling for him. We did it and I got pregnant for him. I was scared of aborting and he needed the baby too, so he begged me to keep the baby, which I did, and we traveled to my place after a month with his family for our introduction. I had to break up with the other guy. It's been 3 years now and I still think about the other guy. I like my baby daddy, but no romantic feeling. I don't feel the way I felt for the other guy. I still love him. I try a lot to stop thinking about him, but I can't. He just got married recently, but I just can't stop thinking about him. I really want this feeling to stop. I'm always remembering my baby daddy, that I don't love him, that I love my ex, but he's always assuring me that the love will grow. I want to reciprocate this love, but no feelings. He's a good person, and I'm 23 years old."
So the issue, as is obvious, would be the fact that you had a sexual relationship with someone whom you didn't like. So in that moment, it seems as though you allow fate to choose for you. And now that you have been chosen for, I mean, yeah, you allowed something. You didn't exercise will. And in the absence of your exercising of your own judgment, then it seems as though something else has to determine the outcome. Now, two things can happen. I think you maybe would need to tell your baby daddy that you're not in love with him. But that also means that you have to be prepared for whatever the consequence or the outcome of that particular telling will be. You can say, "I'm not in love with you and I want to leave." Uh-huh. Once you tell him you're not in love with him, I think the next thing is to leave him so that he can go and find the person who loves him. Now, if you don't have the courage to tell him or you don't want to leave, then you're going to have to remain there and really be the best human being you can be. You're going to try to not be the darkness, be the madness. You're going to really be the best human being your conscience can afford to be. Until you find the courage to do something about what you don't like, or maybe until fate determines another outcome. It seems as though if you're not in charge of your life, well, you leave it to something else to determine your life for you. It's a very, very, like, there's no part of this that's easy. You're 23, you're young. I feel, find the courage and tell him. In fact, I think it's good that you tell him, but she said she told him, mm-hmm. and he said the feeling will grow. So let's see. Start watering the feeling. He might be right. It could grow. Now, the problem... Well, what I'm not sure about, it's not a problem, but I'm just not sure that you're a good gardener. Because, you know, you need to really water it for a chance at growth. Even if it's stunted growth, like for any chance at all for it to grow, you need to be able to water it and pay attention to it. So good luck. But tell him and make a decision. Do you want to stay or you want to go? That's it. In fact, that's even the most important decision you have to make. Do you want to stay or you want to go? If you want to go, then you tell him that at some point you'd like to leave, or don't tell him until you're ready to leave. But yeah, make that decision first. Then you know what to do with whatever is left of life. Thank you so much for your message. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Hello. Good afternoon to you. It's Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I do.
Let's go ahead.
Yes. Many years back, in the course of doing my job, I met this lady that I knew actually needed help.
Sorry, could you take that back a sentence? What did you say?
I said many years back.
Uh-huh.
In the course of doing my job, I met this lady and I realized she needed the help. So I rendered her help. She didn't ask me.
Oh.
I decided to render the help. Mm. Over the years, I would give money. Sometimes I buy food stuff because, you know, but in the course of time, when things got better, she just felt that, how do I pay this guy? That's my own thinking. So she started being romantic towards me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And not to let her feel maybe I see as inadequate. So I played along and we started having some sexual relations. You understand?
Yeah.
Then many years after, I met this young lady. She was even the one that recognized me. He said, are you not so-so-so? I said, yes. When she now introduced herself, I got to know who she is. Mm-hmm. He said, this little girl like you are grown like this. I'm the university now. I'm no longer a small baby. I'm a big girl now. I said, okay, I can see that being the university and I think final year, truly, but you are still a baby to me.
Wait. How old were you while you were in a sexual relationship with her?
Myself or the lady?
You. You keep referring to her as a child.
I think I should be in my 30s.
How old was she then?
The one I'm calling my baby now.
Yeah, the one you said is a baby. How old was she?
She was around 21, going to 22.
And you were 31?
Yes.
No, are you sure? That was a random number. Were you 30, 31?
About 32 should be the right.
It's just 10 years now. Which one is small baby? You slept with her. That's called cradle snatching.
And then now I was calling her a baby when I saw her as one.
Okay.
But now years after, you understand?
Yeah.
Years after when I saw her, I said, my baby, you are grown. They say I'm not your baby, and I'm not a baby.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
So one thing led to the other, and because I lost contact with the mother, you know. But after that one time, I asked myself, what did you do? And I kind of cut it off, and I called her, apologized. I said, no, you didn't do anything wrong.
Oh.
What I did, I wanted to do, so you don't have to apologize to me. It's okay.
Okay.
That's true, you know, and that was it.
And you feel, well, life has been easy for you afterwards. You even apologized, right?
Yes, I said I should have done such thing, you know. That was why I apologized. But she didn't feel that way. But it didn't change the fact from me that I shouldn't have done something like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, look, I'm glad that you even had a conversation with her about it. And thank you so much for calling us and sharing your experience with us. I do appreciate it. We are off on a break. Yes, indeed. We'll be right back. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. We're live. Yeah. On Nigeria Info 99.3. Don't go anywhere. This is radio. Hi, Nigeria Info. 3 minutes before the next commercial break, which would be time where we make way to give to you top of the news, top of the hour. No, what's that one called? No. Why are you repeating it? 0700-993-993-993 at 01465-7190 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Hello, my friend. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Afternoon. The sunny side. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Let's go ahead. Go ahead, please.
I need some piece of advice. I'm a married man, right? So what I'm to say now is my wife is now telling me she wants to divorce, and simply because her mother asked her to do so, to get married to somebody in America.
Oh.
That the person will come down, they will do what we call, do they call it artificial wedding or so, just for her to move down to America, just like a couple.
Mm.
Then after settling down there, she will then know how to gather up money to send down to me, for me to come down and meet her in America. Then I tell her that I said, this cannot work out. But if you are leaving, make sure you are leaving for good.
Oh.
Because me, a man, I am telling you before God that if you go, you are not coming back to meet me as you left me.
Okay.
But she insists by saying I doesn't love her, that if I love her, I will allow her to do this.
Wow.
But I've made up my mind not to go into that agreement, but she kept on pressurizing that is what she wants.
What do you want? Have I lost you? Hello. What do you want? Now you're saying, are you sure you really don't want this, but want? Now you're saying, are you sure you really don't want this, but want a particular deal?
I don't want it.
You don't want to go to America? I mean, that's the seduction here.
No. It's not that I don't want to go to America. It would have known if I want to go to America, not by that way. That my wife should go there with somebody else, telling me they got married, then she will not send one down to me to come back. What kind of trash is that?
Yeah. I mean, like,
I don't welcome that.
Okay. So, if she insists and she leaves with the man, are you filing for divorce officially? Hello? Okay, I lost you. Top of the hour. We are off on our break. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere.
This is Worthy of Note.
Information at its peak. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm listening.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. The headline news on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria 9.3 Nigeria Info. You're listening to the news headlines this hour. Tinubu, Hale and Hearty says APC UK chapter ASU to sue the federal government over registration of new union despite claims of being unbothered. Meanwhile, newly registered Congress of Nigerian Universities academics working on registering new members in universities across country. INEC to deploy undercover security agents at polling units across the country during voting next year. INEC outlines conditions for withdrawal of nominated governorship candidates from race ahead of 2023. President Buhari expresses joy at the release of the remaining 23 victims of the Kaduna train attack. Residents of Lagos, especially those residing on the Ogun River bank, asked to prepare for high-intensity flooding occasioned by heavy rainfall and release of water. And at least 31 people killed in attack on childcare facility in northeastern Thailand. Those are the headlines this hour. This is The Sunny Side with Joyce. I'm Yvonne Okaifo. You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We're like gold diggers, tunneling through the mishaps and the handicaps.
I don't know what to cook for them. I don't know what to give them to eat. That is the issue at hand as I speak right now.
In the name of the good, we hope to earn the truth and be worth our weight in salt.
Every night, every night, and there, we will hear 1 million boys, 2 million boys, 3 million boys. Just for one, come on, people. People wouldn't have no money. We're supposed to find it where people can follow you. Everybody can follow you. Both the rich and those poor.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Weekdays, 12 to 3 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
On Confessions Thursday, we open the cupboard to secrets.
Is that a skeleton I see?
Child, bite your tongue. Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info. On Nigeria Info.
The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info, is exactly 2 minutes past 2 p.m. on the clock. Welcome, my name's Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday. Thanks to everyone listening. When you're calling, you do not say your name. Now, just before the news break, a caller called in and he said he'd want some social contributions. Now, I have penned down this particular conversation. Fortunately, well, you would only have a minute to speak on it. And believe me, 1 minute and I have you on a timer. But what's better than, you know, you speaking for 1 minute is that sometime during the course of the week, this will be an actual topic. You know, we'll make a conversation out of this sometime during the course of maybe like Tuesday. Yeah. This situation, apparently I've heard a man say that he had been given this offer to by his wife. So, well, I'd like to find out what men think about this kind of situation properly and more in depth. Okay, with that said, it's Confessions. When you're calling, you do not say your name, and please try to compress that story so that everyone, you know, who intends to call today gets an opportunity to do so. Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome. My name's James. Don't say your name. Remember that.
I'm sorry.
Good afternoon. Thank you. Confessions.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Josh. Thank God you are back. Thank you know, at some point I was so worried that I'm not sure you will be here today, but thank God you made it back.
I made it back. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So, Josh, I have this confession, right? So I was once a TA to one notable pastor somewhere in the East, very long time ago.
Yeah.
So I was working for him as a PA.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually respect him so much. Because of his precedence and all that. But something happened one day that made me to actually lost my respect for him. And it doesn't just end there. I have also to make way with some of his property. Because I felt that at that particular time, there's no Holy Spirit or there's no righteousness there anymore. So I felt that all of us are criminals and I have to just make use of the opportunity I had, you know. So, in his personal office, I caught him injecting himself with hard drug.
Okay.
Yeah. So that really got me. Like I was so confused. Like, I mean, how would this kind of respected man do such things? And ever since then, I just started targeting what I can actually, because I needed to leave, because I couldn't, like, my I can't just hold it anymore. Like, the respect is gone, no more there. Like, I can't just hold it anymore, and I needed to move. And ever since I realized that man is also a criminal, and I just decided to make a way.
Hold on a second. When you say he was criminal, what do you mean? Like, what did he do that was criminal? Besides the cocaine thing, like, what else made him criminal?
I mean, Joyce, when you are not behaving from when you're not acting according to what you preach.
Okay, exactly,
I felt that okay, let me go away with this.
So what did you go away with? Because you've been saying this is like the fourth time I've heard you say you went away with something. What did you steal?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
You're saying, or you've been repeating, that you left him shot, you undercut him some way, you took from him or you stole from him. What did you steal?
Oh, okay. So I don't want to name what I took away from him, but it's actually a stuff like that is a kind of valuable that I'm sure he's not happy for losing, right? You know, but I don't know where we have conscience of judging me, because again, like as I said earlier, I mean, there's no difference between me and him.
So what's this confession about, that you stole from him or that he is a drug addict?
No, the confession here is that I stole something from him because I felt that he was a criminal.
Okay, now,
so
seem sorry. Yeah, I get it, but you're not sorry that you stole from him.
No, actually, I don't. Because I would
Are
have
you
felt
also
sorry.
Admitting that you're a criminal as well?
Joyce, I could have felt sorry if this guy is just an innocent person that I just did something wrong with.
Yeah, but he's not your standard. He is not the one to whom you are accountable to. So you can't say that you are criminal because your pastor was criminal. It's as though you have no morals of your own. So are you admitting that you are also criminal as your pastor was criminal?
Well, what I did is just a replication of what he has been doing to others.
So do you suppose that that's a justification?
You know, for me, it's just an injustice for him already. I don't have to, like, start waiting for him to get his justice from somewhere else. You know, I just...
This
issue of a karma. I think I just acted as a karma on that case.
So, I mean, you're not sorry, and you don't think there's a consequence for what you have done?
Well, like as I said earlier, Joyce, I mean, I could have felt sorry if I did it to an innocent person, right? That is, okay, this person is innocent, and why do you have to do this to this innocent person?
Okay.
Actually, he got the money. He didn't get the money through his hard work. He got it through fraudulent people, by deceiving people.
Okay, so you don't think you're a thief, right? I mean, you don't, if you stole money, that is, you don't think you're a thief. You just think you paid a man who had paid people evil.
Well, even if I'm a thief, he wouldn't hold me responsible because he's not also innocent.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. Wow. Confessions Thursday. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. We're Nigeria Info. Hello, who's here with us?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Turn off. Oof. I know you know to turn off the volume of your radio set.
I've turned it off.
Confessions, you have a confession, right?
No, I want to speak on the man I spoke before the last man.
1 minute. 1 minute starts now. Go
ahead. You asked the man a question. What do you want? He himself. And he said that he won't take that type of nonsense. So that's the answer. He shouldn't take that now.
Okay.
You shouldn't take that. Myself, I would not take that. I would not take that type of nonsense at all.
Okay.
If you leave, you leave. If you are going with somebody to go and get married, and then that will give you opportunity to go to America and you come back and collect me for what? Do I need you? Are going to America with your man? You go and that's all.
Okay.
You should forget about the woman.
All right.
Him and the woman and the man in question has been communicated and, the man should be a man, please.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. You already sound angry by extension, Nigeria Info. Welcome. The sunny side, my name's Joyce. Why are you calling? You don't say your name. Hello. Good afternoon to you. The sunny side.
Joyce, good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
I want to comment on the issue.
You have 1 minute on the clock. Begin.
All right. Number one is the criminal that says he's not a criminal.
Oh, wait. No, hold on. Go back a second. Don't call him. No, stop.
Not,
stop.
No.
Next. Dude, that's what you're not going to do. I've told you this before. On Confessions Thursday, we don't judge them. So when I use the term, I was trying to have a conversation to put in context his actual action. So don't call the radio and say, criminal, that's... No, let's not do that. It's confessions, right? You know how this thing works. It's a confession. We're not judging him, but we can outline the details of the story without imputing condemnation. He spoke about karma, right? So my view is that he's thorough aware that whatever goes around comes around, and if you are somewhere in the domino reaction of anything good or evil, that of course there's a consequence for that. So let's not do that. Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, you are sorry. I don't have a confession. Basically.
1 minute. Yeah, 1 minute, real quick. Go ahead. 1 minute.
Okay, yeah, it's V. V that called on your show yesterday.
How far?
No, fine. Just that I've not gotten a call from you as you promised.
You haven't?
Yeah, I haven't.
I'm not the one who's supposed to call you. Can someone get V's number and give him, you know, his 2 cents? Probably like 2 cents 50, but yeah, I'm keeping 50. You take 2 cents. Can somebody get Vay's number? Okay, just holding it. And Vay, you don't want to pay tax. You pay tax to me now. I'm even taking 0.5. Don't be stingy, Vay. What does your number end with, Vay?
Okay, this watch I'm using today ends with 6-7.
If we call you, your mom's not going to pick up. You're going to pick up, right?
Okay, I'm always going to check out. Yeah, it's one of my numerous.
All right, thank you, Vay. Got it. Thank you. I'll extend this one. Hopefully, they do something about it earlier than, yeah. Okay, Confessions Thursday. Who's home? Nigeria Info. Hey, how are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you for calling Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry, my confession goes like this.
Real quick, we don't have time.
Okay, my husband, before I get married, I have a lady that I normally go to a hotel, all those hooking ladies in the hotel, live in the hotel. Now, on Sundays, I normally have one. I normally go and sleep with them. So, before you know it, that one now become my customer. That one now become my customer. But I was surprised. My eldest brother, the same mother, the same father, invited me for his wife's wedding because I married before my elder brother. Getting to the village, I saw that lady.
That client?
That, yes.
Yeah.
My own senior brother, the same mother, the same father. And I came back a night before the wedding, before the traditional wedding, a white wedding. So I asked after the wife, they said the wife went to their place, this and that, that she have to come from there. And this lady lied for me that she's from Anambra State. My dear, I don't know what to do. You need to open up.
What's your business?
Eh?
What's your business?
Somebody has been sleeping with anyhow. You know,
you two, why were you sleeping? Were you married when you while you were sleeping with her?
Eh?
Were you married while you were sleeping with her?
My dear, I was not married. But my own senior brother, the same mother, the same father.
Uh-huh. Did he tell you that he doesn't know that I stayed in the hotel? Uh-huh. Didn't you go to the hotel to meet her? Are you better than her? Where did you meet her? Who carried you into the hotel? Were you on a casket when you entered? Was it not your legs you used to? Nah, you face your front. What's your business?
No. I'm tired. This is bothering me.
It can't bother you because you went to the hotel. You're not better than her.
Are you judging me?
I'm not judging. Nah, you say am I judging you? But you are judging your brother's wife. I'm not judging you, but you are judging her.
Anytime you see me, like. Uncle Ben. Uh-huh.
Aren't you Uncle Ben? Yeah, that's your name, your answer. What are you trying to do now? Like, think about it for a second, though. You're as guilty as she is. Now you want to assume that you're a little better? You want to marry a virgin? Really? One day you were in the street. You left the street. She was in the street. She left the street. You don't have an upper hand.
So what will I do, please?
Nah, mind your business. You're married, right? Love your wife. Pay your school fees. Like, do what you should do as a man. Like, face your front.
Huh?
Uh-huh. Life. Oh, afternoon to you, please. Welcome to the show, The Sunny Side. So what should he do? 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-71 what? 7190. That's what you should do on Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. Uncle Ben, thanks for calling, by the way.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
My own confession. I don't know whether it's confession, but I have something that is...
Nobody can hear you. I can't hear you. Could you speak up, please?
I said there's something bothering me. I don't know the confession.
Let's try.
Somebody accused my brother innocently, and in the process, they sent my brother to prison and pushed. It's affecting my family. Those people know that my parents cannot bring my brother out. Even I do not have anything to bring my brother out. My brother is in the prison over 1 month now. And my own annoyance is how to destroy the person as well. So, I don't know. I'm too much angry in me as I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
So, because... I look up and down, there's no way I can bring my brother out, and my brother was there suffering with something he don't know about.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether it's a confession, because I'm also thinking how to destroy them.
Well, I understand that feeling, but can you get a lawyer? That would be good.
I tried to get a lawyer, but all the lawyer that I've been trying to approach, what they'll tell me, they say, okay, take it before I can start any case, you'll pay this also amount of money. Mm-hmm. But you have to pay the sum of 150,000 naira. Some will say 100,000 naira first before I start everything, which I cannot afford. Uh-huh. I even tried to look for the money to borrow and start and give to them. Maybe later I will try to pay back. I don't see anybody to borrow me. And it's up to 1 month now. My brother is in the prison.
Okay. So thank you for calling. Let's find out whether there is any caller or any person who might know a human rights or lawyers who engage in this sort of defense. pro bono, or maybe not necessarily pro bono, but who can, yeah, come to your, maybe pro bono, to be honest, like, because you're saying you don't have money. If you know any legal click group, or you know anyone who might be able to take this up, I'll appreciate if you can call in and let us have that information. I have to get on WhatsApp. There's a lengthy message.
Mm-hmm.
Well, begin. Fine girl.
All right. She says, good afternoon, Joyce. Recently, I met this lady who has been supplying me raw eggs for domestic use. Mm-hmm. After a while, she developed interest in me to the extent of calling me on the phone every day just to find out if I was doing just fine. After 2 weeks, she told me I shouldn't mind coming for the egg. That anytime I need egg, I should just inform her and she would bring the egg to my house. I said, okay. The first she came, she didn't act funny. The second time she came, she told me she needed me sexually, and I asked her if she was not married, and she said no. It was on her third visit that she asked me to make love with her, and I did, since she has started bringing egg to me for free.
Oh.
Mm. Oh. She left that day and we never saw again because I had traveled. A month later, when I came back, I saw her and she opted to visit me, which she did. She told me that the intercourse we had together resulted into pregnancy, but that she aborted it without bringing me to the picture because she knew I wouldn't consent to her aborting the pregnancy. And I asked her, why did she abort it? She said she didn't want her husband to know of it because that would terminate the marriage. And I asked her, I thought you said you weren't married. She said, so due to the exigency of the pleasure that she was desperately seeking from me at the time, that her husband had matched juju with his leg, and the leg has been worrying him, and because of the problem, the person who was treating him conditioned him not to have intercourse for 8 months, that the treatment will be administered on him, that even before then her husband couldn't satisfy her sexually again. That was why. Since then, I have been feeling some feelings of guilt inside of me. I have asked and someone showed me her husband. Should I call him and inform him of what happened and apologize, Joyce, or what should I do? I need your advice, please.
God knows I have nothing to say to you. Hold on, let me ask Lagos, because what in heaven's name did you get yourself into? Oh, wait, let's see. Oh, wait. First of all, change suppliers. First.
Oh, Lord God of heaven.
Change suppliers. Then... Yeah, guilt. I don't know. Let me ask Lagos. I don't have all the answers. Telephone lines? I think first say a prayer. Ouch. You know to turn down the volume of your radio set. Thank you very much. We're Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Hello. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce. No, just a minute.
1 minute.
Just come here. I'm here. I just want to speak to that man that
worked
the pastor.
Start.
With a pastor and kind of took away from him. I think his conscience is actually breaking him, for him to have made this call. So I am kind of encouraging him. Let him submit whatever is breaking him, and maybe make restitution. I think something is worrying him. I should submit instead of
Why are you telling him something is wrong with him? He's not saying.
No. I'm encouraging. It's just encouragement as a brother.
For him to do what? He doesn't feel guilty. What's a non-guilty man supposed to do?
Yeah, but for him to have picked up a phone and make this call, then obviously something is...
Yeah, no, that's your impute. He doesn't feel anything. He says he doesn't feel guilt. There's nothing you can say. What can you say? What are you telling him? He says he has no guilt. What can you possibly say? Hello? Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Why? You think I don't know my name? The volume of your radio said. Hello, lady. Afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, I don't really have any confession. But I just want to put an input to that Uncle Ben.
1 minute. Hey, sorry. Zoom. He's supposed to be anonymous. He wants his church members to know now. Something that is supposed to be coded. Nah. Well, of course, it's just an error, but don't call the name. Thank you. Confessions Thursday. Now the choir master, the choir people will are not supposed to know. Look, let me tell you, when you call in, when you know I've picked up, you have to turn off the volume of your radio set. If you don't move fast enough, if I move before you, I'm cutting you off. Please, I get it. Hello, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Jen. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you for calling. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, I want to say about 1 minute. Yeah. Please, that man should just face front. Please. He should just leave the girl and the husband alone, even though they are from the same father and the same mother. So you have already answered the question. What did you find to the leg to the hotel that he went to go and meet the girl? The girl must have been repented and found out that, okay, this what I'm doing is not right. I have to do the right thing. And now he wants to spoil everything. No, you should just do that. You just face front.
Thank you very much for calling. Nigeria Info, one more. I can do one more before a break. Hey, the sunny side, confessions.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon, thank you very much for calling. Confessions, do you have a confession?
No, I just want to contribute to the...
1 minute.
To the Eggman. The Eggman.
Mm-hmm. 1 minute, go.
The Eggman should just rest, I beg. There's no point trying to do overwise. There's no point.
No, he's not overwise. He's guilty. He feels guilty. That's not being smart.
And him going back to looking for the husband to tell the husband, does that make any...
But he was saying he doesn't know what to do. In order to deal with the guilt or confront the guilt, he was asking whether he should tell the man so he can free himself.
He should terminate any further engagement between him and the girl. That's all.
Okay.
There's nothing else to do. Just move on.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. And hopefully there's a few... Well, let's see. Maybe indeed. Hopefully we can say more... after the break. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. We're Nigeria Info. Don't go anywhere.